This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hababam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Mem Vav. And we're in the middle of, we are up to Si'if Vav. Siman Mem Vav, Si'if Vav. Yesh Noyagin Levarech Hanoisin Layoiv Koyach. Some have a custom to make the bracha of Hanoisin Layoiv Koyach, and their words do not seem to be correct. Meaning the Mechaber holds you should not say Hanoisin Layoiv Koyach. It's found, the Yesh Noigim is the Sidurei Ashkenaz, and the Beis Yosef says, no, it's not correct. Says Rama, Haga Ach HaMinog Pasha B'Vnei Ashkenazim La'amra. The minog among Ashkenazim is to say it. It would seem that from the Mechaber, that Sfardim should not say it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, HaMinog Pashut, V'chein Hiskimu HaAchrayinim. The Achrayinim conclude likewise that you should say it. Now, what does it mean to say it? La'amra Ratzalayimra B'haskara Hashem U'machos. By mentioning, not just to say the bracha, but with Hashem's name and Melech Ha'ilam. V'afilim hoya ne'er kol ha'layla. Even someone who's up the whole night, gam ken yishu varcha yisal, lefi mashan anoigim hayoim, kahagosh shebesiv ches. Even if someone was up the whole night, we hold like the Rama, that you still make the brachas. The Mechaber said, the Mechabers we're going to see in Siv Ches will hold that if the bracha is not relevant, you don't say it b'shem ha'machos, we paskin like the Rama. So what's very interesting is, it would seem from the Mechaber that Sfardim should not say it. But the question is that it is nispashed b'chol Yisrael to make the bracha of Hanoisein la'yoyev kayach. The question is why? Why do Sfardim say it? The Mechaber says not to say it. So the Birkei Yosef brings that ata nispashed haminog beglilo seinu to make this bracha based on the Arizal. Aye, we passing like the Mechaber. He says after kibalnu hayras maran kimlan, says the Birkei Yosef, we have the following principle: if Maran bet Yosef would have seen the Ari, he would have conceded and he would have agreed. You hear this? Says the Chida that if the Beis Yosef would have seen the Ari, the Beis Yosef would have agreed. Now, Rav Avadya Yosef says that's incorrect. There's no presumption that if the Mechaber would have seen the Ari, he would have agreed. Who says? Mehechitesi would have agreed. The Mechaber was a poisek like the Ari. Mechaber maybe was a bigger poisek. Who says if he would have seen the Ari? No, there's no such idea. So says Rav Avadya, so why do Sfardim say it? Because he says, it's not muchruch to say it's al pi the Ari. You know why? Because Ashkenazim make the bracha, even though they don't follow Kabbalah that the Arizal revealed. So what do the Ashkenazim hold? It's because since this bracha is already found in the Rishonim, namely the Smag and the Machzor Vitri and the Avudram and the Tur. So you have to say one of two things: that the Rishonim had a girsa in the Gemara to make the bracha, Hanoisin Layavka, nothing to do with Kabbalah. It's halacha. It must be the Rishonim had the girsa in the Gemara. Or you say like the Shal Sechuva Tzemach Tzedek. Namely, it's a takonas haga'oinim. It's a takonas, or the Prichadash brings, and the Magen Avram says that a chacham testified that the Beis Yosef was choizer b'soif yamav. But to say that if he would have seen the Ari, he would have conceded, no such thing. Okay, that's one of the classic machloikas in between Chida and Rav Avadya. What do you say if the Beis Yosef would have seen the Ari, he would have agreed? Okay, anyway, weiter. Some make other brachas, like thank you Hashem for making chocolate pudding. Some people say in Eretz Yisrael it's a big no, you can't say that bracha. Someone says, you scream at him. obviously in a very nice way, but you scream at him. What about Hashem lifts up the low? I'm Magen Avram, but I'm Prima Gadim. Shlozach Hayom Yeshligar B'Mishnah Igla Amra Ayin Sham Sivches. Sivches Kol Abrachos Ha'elu. All of these blessings. And Loynis Chayev Ba'Achas Mehen. If you're not Chayev, one of them could go in. Shloy Shama Kol Tarnagal. You didn't hear the rooster. Or Shloy Halach. Or you didn't walk. You stayed in bed. You know, maybe I should try that one day. Breakfast in bed. You know, one day, you know, just don't get out of bed. Oy loy lavash, you didn't get dressed. Oy loy chagar, you couldn't find your belt. Oy mer oy ser bracha b'lai eskaras Hashem. Then you don't make Hashem's name. You don't say Hashem's name. You say the bracha that Hashem's name. Haga v'yei shoymrim da'afilu loy nischaya b'hen mevarach oysan. Some say that even if you're not chayiv in it, you still make it. In abracha dafgal atzma, it's not only on yourself. Elam mevarchin shakolish baruchu barat sarchei ha'olam. You're mevarch that Hashem created the needs of the world. V'chein ha'minhag ve'ein l'shanois. So we go like the Rama that even if it's not relevant, you still make the bracha. It says Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chav Dalet da'afilu ayin b'sefer Eliyahu Rabba shekasav. The birchas aleikai neshama ubirchas hamaver shena ein levarechem hayaner kol halayla. Look in the Eliyahu Rabba. He says the bracha of aleikai neshama birchas hamaver shena aleikai neshama is Hashem return my soul to me. The bracha of hamaver shena is Hashem removed sleep from my eyelids. Why I never went to sleep in the first place. Don't make that bracha if you're up the whole night. Of prima gadol shavu tshuva shiur drabat sarchian. Prima Gadim and Shari Tshuva say it's not so pashat. Now the Shari Tshuva explains the opinion of the Eliyahu Rabba, the Dershu quotes, because Hamaver Shena is not a bracha on waking up in general, it's on my waking up. Me'einoi, me'afapoi. Even though the Bir Halacha in Sin Reish Lamed asks on the Chaye Adam, who writes, if somebody says Hamapil and you can't go to sleep, it's not a bracha levatala. Right? You know there's a bracha of Hamapil. Many people don't know that you make a bracha before you go to sleep. It's for Shalom Bayis, right? Once you say that bracha, you can't talk anymore. So before you go to, so the question is, what if you can't fall asleep? Is it a bracha levatala? The Chayadam says no, because it's on sleep in general. Even though hamapil chevle shena al einoi ustumayaf apoi, it's sort of a stira to the Shari Tshuva, because it's referring to you. Okay. The bottom line is umasik b'Shari Tshuva. The conclusion of the Shari Tshuva is the yira l'shma elu asher brachos me'acher v'cham lasas v'yop all night. Try to hear these brachas from someone else. And have in mind to be Yosef. Im Yashin Belaila Shishim Nishman. If you sleep at night, 60 breaths, which usually we say is 30 minutes. L'kulei Yama Yeshal Avarachas. I'm going to Emun, you can make these brachas. Okay. Loynes Chayev. Sivkatan Chafei. Va'afilu Bamidbar She'ena Shemea Kol Tarnagol Mevarach. Oh. Let's say you're in a desert and there are no chickens around. You still make the bracha. Now, I don't understand why this is needed, because we learned that sechvi has nothing to do with a chicken. Sechvi is the lave. Like it says, I mean, nasan la sechvi vina. And a person is mavchin ben yom elayla. And because a tarnagal also understands, and in Arabic a tarnagal sechvi, they were masaking it b'shmias called tarnagal. But you're not thanking Hashem for hearing the sound of the tarnagal. Okay, suma mevarch berchas pekeach ivrim, v'chein cheresh av sheinu yachal shmaya called tarnagal yuchal mevarch berchas anos and sechvi vina. A blind person makes a bracha of pekeach ivrim because he's reliant on sight of mankind. Hmm. see. He brings here note 32. But note 32 should be on... page 10. I don't see it here in the back. Okay. Uvchayadam kasav the chirish yamtin melavarch brachazu ad sheyar hayoyim. Chayadam says a deaf person who is not possible to hear a rooster, he should wait until daybreak. Mevarech oisan, ayin lekamon besimin memzayin b'mishabruas of katan lamed aleph uber halacha sham mashu kasam b'mishem haprima gadim. Okay, Rabbi Isai, are you game for one more session? A very brief session, okay? Because I want to catch up tomorrow. I want to learn tomorrow, and this way we'll be on schedule. And the learning we're going about to do is Nageya Slichai. So here we go.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.